From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Y. I'm Annette John Hall. So, Catalina, tell me about the water bar.
So, the water bar is in City Hall.
That's Plan Philly reporter Catalina Jaramillo.
It's actually a table with water pitchers where people can have water for free. It's water coming from the tap of City Hall.
Oh.
And it opened by the end of April. It was a hot, sunny day, people were happy, there was salsa music playing, everything was in Spanish and in English because they're also trying to attract people with a diverse background. One of the people that came to the bar was Katrina Williams. She was passing by, she was thirsty, she liked the music, and when she tasted the water, she was surprised because she liked it.
It's good, I can't believe it, that this is Who Killed Punch.
But she says she would never give tap water to her granddaughter.
But my granddaughter, I give her spring water or purified water.
Because she doesn't trust it. She usually buys bottled water. She spends $30 a month, she said. And there's no way that she would trust the water unless she tested herself.
They would have to do a lot of testing and give up the results. The real ones, not nothing that they feel that's going to make the public satisfied, the real results.
The University of Pennsylvania found that more than 40% of Philadelphia residents agree with Katrina. They choose to drink bottled water at home because they don't want the water coming out of their faucets. So why do Philadelphians think tap water is so distasteful? And why is convincing them to drink it such a hard case for the water department to make? Today on The Why, tapping into Schuylkill Punch. We talked about this with Catalina and WHYY's Dana Bates. So, Dana, why is the water department putting on this water bar and trying to get people to drink the tap water?
Well, it's part of their mission. It's sort of this public health mission to, you know, let people know that they're providing safe water. There's also the environmental factor. You know, bottled water is an environmental menace because we haven't really figured out a good way to recycle plastic water bottles. I mean, when I visited a wastewater treatment plant in Southwest Philly this summer, There are plastic water bottles everywhere, and they get stuck in the equipment, and it's a huge problem. And the water department is tasked in many ways with cleaning that up. They get in the gutters, they get in the sewers. It's a big problem.
And I think there's also there's also the money issue. I mean, there's for both, like the cost for customers of like saving money because they don't have to actually buy this bottled water, and the cost of the water department, of as Dana said, like cleaning all the waterways. There are ships constantly in the Delaware trying to take all these plastic bottles. And there's also like the water department says that we don't make a profit and we don't get funding from taxes. So the water bill is what helps them pay all the drinking water infrastructure.
How does this issue break down around race and class lines?
So when the water department for 4 years in a row noticed that about 40% of Philadelphians are reporting drinking bottled water at home, they drilled down on those numbers and they were finding that, you know, black residents were drinking bottled water 56%, whereas only 21% of white residents. You know, people making less than $20,000 a year, about 51% were drinking bottled water at home. But if you made more than $150,000 a year, it was like 18% were drinking bottled water at home. So they saw there was this huge disparity. And a lot of that comes from some historic mistrust of government.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Puerto Rico and I never had tap water until I moved to Philadelphia.
Tiffany Ledesma, she works with the water department, and she grew up in Puerto Rico. So she understands why people from Puerto Rico and from other countries don't drink water from the tap.
Because the water from the tap in Puerto Rico is just not safe to
drink. It's not safe. And the same in Mexico and in a lot of other countries.
There's a cultural association with that. There's a lot of other, you know, there's distrust of government. And so we recognize that.
But this isn't just a thing in immigrant communities here. Mistrust also comes into play with our federal government and our local government for people in other minority groups who've lived here all their lives. And I was talking to a researcher at Ohio State, Kara Barnett.
I'm an African-American female. I'm educated and getting my PhD. I also really don't consume tap water that often.
And we were talking about the fact that for a lot of these communities that feel that they've been ignored and overlooked, you know, maybe they live in communities that were redlined. There's a lot of mistrust in government that's been going on for decades.
The history in our government with redlining and how redlining has created the segregation and the disenfranchisement within our communities, and that was done by the federal government. And so when we think about the mistrust in the government, I think it's valid, and it extends beyond just kind of the communication or lack thereof between, like, physicians and healthcare services and individuals.
And so to overcome that, you need to make a grander gesture than just saying, oh, hey, the tap water is safe to drink. She gave some examples, you know, if people live in communities that still experience violence, it's not safe to go outside, they don't have access to healthcare, maybe they can't afford their medications.
I'm not concerned about drinking tap water if I don't have access to fruit and vegetables or I don't have access to stable housing.
And so she was saying for some people in those communities, just simply telling them that the tap water is safe isn't going to be quite enough to work past that mistrust.
It takes more to get a person to engage in a health behavior than just telling them that it's good for you.
So is bottled water actually safer? What's safer?
I spoke with Gary Burlingame,
director of the laboratories for the Philadelphia Water Department.
And he says, like, bottled water is not necessarily safer.
Because bottled water is being produced in batches, it's a little hard to compare something that's produced in batches versus tap water that's produced continuously.
Kind of depends on the quality control of each company that produces bottled water. And although the water from bottled water is also regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, by the FDA, the water from the tap is regulated by EPA, and Burlingame was saying
tap water has more stringent requirements and a lot more stringent requirements for monitoring the water on a daily continuous basis than bottled water does.
And it also depends on where you're storing that bottle. If that bottle has been in a bodega for years on the sun, it might have some bacteria. I don't know if you've seen, but bottled water has an expiration date.
Oh.
I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't pay much attention to that. So what are the risks, if any, from tap water?
The water provided by the water department is safe and high quality. The problem is in the plumbing. To get to your house, water has to come through a service line, and that's where the danger lies. Many of these service lines are made of lead, which is poisonous. There's no clear idea of how many houses have lead service lines, but the water department estimates around 60,000 houses. But those service lines are owned by the homeowner, not by the water department, so they don't have any control over them. It's the homeowner who has to check their line, see if they have lead, and if they do, they have to start the whole process of trying to replace it, which is pretty expensive.
So a lot of people use different kind of filters on their taps. Does that make the tap water any safer?
Well, first of all, I guess just it makes the water taste better to a lot of people. So people who have an issue with the Schuylkill Punch, the sort of strong chlorinated flavor, a filter will take a lot of that out. There are also filters that are certified to remove lead and can remove other contaminants. So that does help. The issue is it's an expense. So there have been some cities that just provide filters for free. That isn't something that Philadelphia does. But that's also then shifting the burden onto the resident or the customer because filters don't last forever. They have to be changed out after a period of time, and you're kind of tasking them with the upkeep.
So why does Philadelphia water have that kind of like Schuylkill Punch kind of taste?
In some cities, so like in New York City, the tap water comes from, you know, the Catskill Mountains. It's actually basically like spring water that's just being delivered to their tap.
I hear the birds chirping.
Exactly, yes. But then in Philadelphia, we get it from the Schuylkill and the Delaware, which is also where our treated sewage water, which is treated, but it goes back into those rivers as well. And there's pollutants in the river from, you know, whether it's industry or just regular old pollution. So we need to treat it so it's safe to drink. So we add chlorine to treat it, which is, it's safe in the levels that we add to our drinking water. It's safe. There's no risk to us. But it has a certain, it has a certain aroma, a certain flavor.
So the water department is painting itself as this public health service, but this mistrust of government agencies for some communities has been going on for such a long time for good reason. It seems like this is a hard case to make.
I think it's made even harder by what happened in Flint. The government was the ones telling people who lived there, oh, don't worry, the water's fine, and it wasn't. And I think a lot of people I talked to said that set them back decades in terms of rebuilding that trust. And they said it's kind of like, someone I talked to said it was a little bit like having a relationship, you know, where someone's cheated on you and you, they say, no, trust me, you know, you could trust me this time. And you're like, show me by your actions, show me, not just by telling me that the water is safe to drink, but maybe in these other aspects of my life, like I referred to, you know, there's trash all over my streets. No one seems to care about that. My neighborhood's being overlooked. No one seems to care about that. I still don't have access to all these other things that people are telling me is important. But hey, you can drink the tap water. I think they need a stronger case that the city feels that they matter in lots of other aspects of their life before they're willing to say, okay, yeah, I'll trust you in this too.
This is also very difficult to communicate for the Philadelphia Water Department, because as Gary Burlingame, the director of laboratories, was telling me, like, they technically cannot say that the water is safe until you're tap, because they don't know what service lines you have. So if you have lead, that water is not safe. I mean, you gotta tell people, like, there is, like, sometimes your water can have lead, and this is your responsibility, and this is my responsibility.
Catalina, Dana, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you.
The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.
So we're going to have a presence here in the City Hall courtyard with the Philly Water Bar every Thursday from 12 to 1, and we invite everybody to come out. Talk to us if they have questions about water quality. Have a drink with us at the bar, water bar, and the drink being only water.